In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Exactly 3 months ago on this night, we celebrated the coming of the Incarnation, God with us, the Word made flesh. Think of the words we sang and spoke that night. Mary, Joseph, star, angels, sheep, shepherds, wise men, gifts, manger, babe, tidings, joy. Note that all of them, all of these words, are nouns. Tonight, as the Incarnation approaches its culminating act, it's all about the verbs: took, broke, gave, eat, drink, wash, do. These words can't be more simple. But what we remember tonight transforms them into the holy, into mighty acts, as we said on Palm Sunday. There are other verbs we will encounter tonight and in these great 3 days: betray, arrest, whip, crucify. These aren't simple verbs. They're evocative of pain, woundedness, brokenness, and despair. A seminary colleague of mine once made the intriguing observation that if you compare the two great acts of God on either end of Jesus' life, the Incarnation and the Resurrection, and consider which one hypothetically would be the most evocative of our awe, if only for its sheer magnitude, it would not be the Resurrection. Because, well, God, a God who can create a universe, my colleague postulated, would surely not have difficulty raising someone from the dead. Whereas, what must it take to squeeze God's self into the activities and struggles of day-to-day existence, of creaturehood? Setting aside the glibness of comparing the relative merits of acts of God, there is something to ponder here. Ponder God's presence in simple verbs: eat, drink, wash, suffer, weep, die. Consider the simple components of what we commemorate here tonight: bread and wine. We see reflected in them the same cycles of birth, struggle, death, and transformation that inform our own lives and the lives of all of God's creatures. Wheat, sown, cut, crushed, baked. Grapes that only thrive if they are constantly pruned, that are only at their best for wine if they are deprived of all but a tiny drip of water. Grapes that are transformed into wine only through crushing and then waiting in darkness for months, even years. The transformation of simple elements into the body and blood of Christ only takes place through the verbs of struggle. This is not a coincidence. Jesus' call to his disciples to understand that the way of life was the way of suffering and sacrifice was something he tried to communicate for 3 years with an uneven record of success. So as his death drew nearer, he needed to find another language. Consider Jesus on this night. His time is short. He has spent 3 years teaching, praying, healing, and trying to get across his message. He sees before him, in that upper room, simple things: water, a basin, a towel. He's grown up in a culture with certain acceptable mores concerning hospitality, cleanliness, and social boundaries. He looks around again. Water, a basin, a towel. He contemplates his friends, whose expectations, sense of order, and fear of change have blinded them to what he's been trying to tell them. Time is short. There is little time for more words. It's time for a different language. Time to show. And so he washes Peter's feet. An act so intimate that it turns the disciples' sense of order and boundaries completely upside down. His verb, his command, wash. And again he gazes around the room. Bread, wine. He knows what all creatures have in common. Everything eats. Everything struggles. Everything shares life, death, activity, dormancy, change, transformation. Time is short. He gazes again at his friends, time again, to show. Take, eat, drink. Monosyllabic, yes. But no invitation is more crucial, more vital than the ones we see and hear tonight. Live into these verbs. Take. Take up your cross. Follow. Follow the way of humility, vulnerability, sacrifice, and compassion. Wash. Wash the feet of others. Do. Do this in remembrance of Jesus. The verbs of these 3 days are a combination of the simple, the painful, the stark, and the wrenching. They will take us on a journey of grief and despair. Jesus endures the verbs betray, deny, accuse, mock, strip, whip, and crucify. But they are not the last words. Jesus, the Word made flesh, saved the best for last. Forgive. Love. Amen.